All right, here we go. Is this thing on? I can't believe it. You guys thought Winnie and I retired, but we did not.
I know. It's been like a week.
Yeah, we took some time off. It's been a little crazy. We are sorry. We launched the WBZ thing in the morning with Billy and Lisa, so that's been a whole snafu. And we miss you guys, and we're back, right, Winnie?
We are back, better than ever.
Yeah, and so if you've been listening to the after show the last couple of weeks, there's a weird thing going on with Winnie where she was genuinely angry that my buddy Maddie Powers, Power of Recovery, kept canceling on us.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she was mad. I didn't understand it. But now I get a better understanding. It's because she wants Celtics tickets.
Well, there's multiple reasons. I love talking to Maddie, but I do want Celtics tickets.
Okay.
And also, I put a time aside. These are longer podcasts. We like to talk about recovery and Maddie's story and your story and all that. And, you know, I don't have time. I don't have every day to just give him.
Well, I have good news for you.
What?
Maddie's in the house, and we're going to talk to him
Woo!
Right now.
Billy and Lisa in the Morning present a behind-the-scenes look into Boston's favorite morning show.
That's a little too much information. Stand by, guys. Here we go.
The After Show Podcast.
This is going to be the best show ever.
Here's Justin and Winnie.
All right, so, you know, you hear me talking about Power of Recovery all the time. It's a place that's near and dear to my heart. And Power of Recovery is ran by Maddie Powers and Damon also, and they are both in the studio here. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Justin.
What's How up, are guys?
You? How Come are on. You? Talk right into the mic. Pull up. Nice and close.
Right here. Nice and close.
There you go.
Hold
here,
baby.
There you go. Welcome in. Welcome in. How you doing?
I'm never better. Never better. Now that Winnie's here and we got the whole Celtics thing situated.
We're going on a date to the Celtics game.
I did not cancel.
Okay. You moved it a couple times. You were supposed to come like the last two Tuesdays in a row.
I was. Not my fault, though.
Okay.
Not my
That's
fault.
That's all right.
I'm not going to take
Okay.
He doesn't. No. He doesn't take blame for much. I'm here for that. It's
okay.
Definitely my fault.
Definitely.
See, that seems like something in recovery you would do is start to take blame. Like, this doesn't seem
I
like
didn't say I was cured. We're working on this.
Yeah, you know what? Winnie, you're right. But Maddie's also right, too. You're both right.
Far from cured, Winnie.
Yeah.
So, day at a time.
So for people that don't know, Maddie, right, about Power of Recovery and what you do, you want to just explain it for people?
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? Let's pass the mic to Damon. He's way better at that than I am.
Poor kid. He's under so much pressure when this happens. That's the only reason I sit by his side on a regular basis is when it comes time to explain most of the stuff or remind him of someone's name.
Mm.
He didn't forget yours, though, Winnie. I can promise
Have
you that much. Never. Who could? So, listen, Power of Recovery is it's a substance use treatment facility that is outpatient-based. So basically what that means is that people who struggle with addiction or alcoholism and they want to get some help for it, they come into us and we begin a meeting with them with a clinician to determine what their level of care, what kind of help do they need. And then from there, we just proceed to provide that help at different levels of care. You could come in and just meet a clinician one-on-one. You could come in for some groups for a couple hours a day, for a few hours a day. Anything from one meeting a week, whatever you need, we just, it's designed, it's not cookie cutter, it's designed per person for whoever comes in, what works best for that person for their treatment.
I good. Couldn't have said you it better myself.
Yeah. You shot
a
race.
Look at that. PR guy?
You see that?
Yeah.
He's the everything guy. He's the right-hand man.
So are you guys open 7 days a week?
5 days a week.
5 days a week.
Yeah, 5 days
and
a week.
And is it more like people that it's obviously outpatient, so you're like after work, before work, like you can kind of come in what works for your schedule?
100%. And then what we can also do is help people that if they're having some struggles where they really need to take some time to separate from work,
mm-hmm.
we can assist them with FMLA and make sure that they're taken care of. They have a job to go back to. They can receive some financial help in that process. It's all through some of the funding in the programs that were designed by the government.
Yeah,
so
one thing,
protected.
One of the things I love about you guys is, you know, you hear me say it in the commercials, right? If you guys can't help someone, you'll find someone that can.
Absolutely.
You know, that's really mm-hmm. the number one goal is to get people help. You know, it's a really, the recovery world is a really, it's a great place helping a lot of people, but there's a lot of scumbags, let's be real.
Right. Mm.
You know, so that's what I love about you guys is you're honest and you just want to help people.
Yeah, you got to say it louder for the people in the back, Justin.
You're honest and just want to help people, you know?
So how long has you guys been around? Like how many years?
We spawned off, we have sober homes called Chelsea's House Sober mm-hmm. Houses.
Yeah.
And them opened in 2011.
Okay,
so
all right.
So we went from a 6-bed house in Lynn to
234 beds, 12 houses, men and women.
Wow.
Lane, so, Chelsea, Malden, East Boston.
A little history, Winnie. Yeah. When I got clean, so we're all in recovery, yeah, right? Yeah. So we all got clean around the same time. When I got clean, there was a guy by the name of Chelsea Bob. Mm. He was like an old timer. He had a lot of time in recovery. He was from Chelsea. And I knew him, not well, but I knew him. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd see him and talk to him and stuff. And so he passed. And the houses are named after Chelsea Ball.
Yeah, they're not named after the city because Damon and myself are from Chelsea.
Oh, you guys are?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tiny little town.
But we named it after Chelsea Bob.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Passed away from a secondary illness with 26 years clean.
Wow.
Yeah, and what year was that that he passed?
Oh, I'd say
15, right?
No. Before that, I believe. I don't know. You know how that happens.
I know. It's
2010, 2011, one of those two.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it was
No, it was 2010 because I had 6 months clean.
Wow. Oh, so you were only clean for 6 months?
That's it.
And then you started doing recovery programs yourself?
Well, I was clean for a year.
Yeah.
I decided to do a little more research for a few weeks. It didn't go well, and I came right back to the program. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So what is your clean date? Do you know?
It's all right. Ready?
Yeah.
It's between March 3rd and March 5th.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
somewhere
dark
in
time.
There.
It was a dark time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows?
2010.
Okay. So that's incredible.
Oh, so it's coming up.
Yeah.
You're
knocking on the door 15 years, dude.
So you know what's so funny? We do this podcast every day, you know, and I talk to Winnie. We talk to each other, and you know, we talk a lot about my addiction and recovery.
Oh, I love talking about it.
And so I tell these stories, which you guys know. Yeah. You know, we tell each other stories, addict to addict, you know, about what it was like. Mm-hmm. You guys are like, oh yeah, well yeah, that's normal, you know. But when I tell Winnie, she's like, oh, what?
Yeah. No, I'm like, you did what? Like, I'm like, you do that? Like, he's done some fucked up shit.
Okay, let's not pass judgment.
Very shy. Oh. He almost did some gay stuff for some drugs.
Hey,
too.
20 bucks is 20 bucks, Winnie. Come on, really? You know what I mean?
Like, he.
Let's not start judging here, please.
Like, okay. I'm just gonna put on the podcast. That's a yet.
Yeah.
That's a yet.
You know what? It is.
It's a yet.
She actually had a really good line on the show last week where I was talking about this story about ashes. You know, somebody that passed their ashes and they were spilled and they were, you know, we played the sound of the story, and I said, well, when I die, I want to get cremated. I don't want to be buried. I want to be cremated, and I want my ashes to be spread somewhere special. So then Billy said, where? And I thought about it, and I go, I don't know, like somewhere that is meaningful to me. And when he goes, Mass and Cast.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
He spent a lot of time down there.
But it's crazy. Once you're one of us, it's weird. I tell all the new people, nothing you say is going to make me gasp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we could tell you a story and you go, whoa, Justin will be like, yeah, that was Tuesday.
Yeah.
No, it's so crazy. I say, like, because I only know Justin sober, right? So I've heard the stories. I actually lived close to Mass and Cass. I lived in Roxbury, my first apartment. So I drove by it every day. Mm, and you know, if you don't live in the area, you see it, whatever, you're like, oh, it's, you know, but it, I mean, it's, there's hundreds of people that are clearly on drugs, nodding out. And when I was younger, I didn't know what nodding out was. I would just see some person on the street. Now I'm like, oh, they're literally nodding out in the middle of the road in Mass and Cass. And you're like, what the fuck, right? But to know Justin, I can't imagine him being that guy that I saw nodding out on the middle of the road in Mass and Cass. And he was. So to see where he's come, I'm so proud of him and his wife, Jen, and obviously all of you guys. And it's just crazy because I actually had a cousin pass away from heroin overdose. And he was a functioning addict. He had a six-figure job.
Mm-hmm.
He did not look like Justin, in the sense of like, and it looks
not that
like,
handsome.
Hey, yeah, we go.
He was good-looking.
Justin's a good-looking guy.
He is. But I was saying, I've never seen somebody in addiction the way Justin, you know, had described his way of addiction. I saw someone that went to work, and you know, he had needles in his work car, and like he was, you know, able to. You know, Justin had to hustle for his drug addiction. I'm like, there's nobody that hustled harder than him to get his high because he had no money, he had no license, he had.
There was one mission every day when I opened my eyes to get 40 bucks.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
Now you might think it's stiff, funny stories now, 15, 20 years later when it's happening.
Yeah.
It's anything but funny.
Right. It's
so
sad.
Like, we get it.
Yeah.
We can joke about it after that. But for every one of us.
Mm.
You know how many don't make it?
I know. And that's what we've talked about this plenty of times. Like, you know, my cousin passed away, like it didn't look like how it looked like for you. But like we knew he was going to pass away because he couldn't stop. Like it was like 10 years of going in and out of treatment and this and that.
Yeah.
And it was like, it almost was like you were like, I don't know how to put it. Like, you knew it, but when it happened, you're like, damn. Like, wow. You know, like,
yeah,
what, you know, when was his, he couldn't get to his day one. You know,
that's a big misconception, which is has changed in recent years, that the addict is not the person on always the person on the street.
Right.
The addict is the lawyer, the doctor.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't addiction
it
does not discriminate.
Not.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think anybody's not affected by it anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's some of the, you know, reasons we can try and help continue to lift the stigma attached to it, just because it's not just a quote unquote handful of people down Mass and Cass.
Oh yeah, no.
Everybody's home's impacted by it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's terrible. So, you know, that's why I'm so grateful to work with you guys and to get the message out, you know, on the radio.
Well, we've had some people call, talk back in, how, like, you guys and Justin, like, your story has gotten people into recovery.
Yeah. And they have this new thing, the date, what's your day one? That's kind of a new campaign.
I love
campaign.
That
campaign. Awesome?
I love it. I love it. We count every time you do a new commercial. It's like, what's, like, six, whatever, how many days is right
now? Today is 6,069.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, did you hear my live commercial yesterday?
I did.
What are you doing?
It was very
well produced. You want to hear it?
I do.
You want to hear it?
I do.
Well, the Grammys were Sunday night, and Doshi won Best Rap Album. She's a rapper from Tampa.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know who she was either.
Oh, okay. I was
I didn't know.
I have
no
idea.
You can see Maddie's face right now. Yeah. He's clueless.
Like, I thought I ate that last week.
It does sound like a food.
It's
Doshi.
Come on. Look at that.
So I'm watching the Grammys, and she gets up to give her a speech, and she starts giving a shout out to her sobriety.
Okay.
And I was like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's looking at the TV.
Yeah.
Like that, so I put it in the commercial. You want to hear it?
I do.
All right, hold on. So pretty amazing moment at the Grammys last night. Doshi won for Best Rap Album, and in her acceptance speech, she gave a shout out to her sobriety for her big Grammy win.
I dedicated myself to sobriety, and God told me that I would be rewarded and that he would show me just how good it can get.
What somebody like Doshi or myself or anybody in recovery has in common is we all start with a day one, right? I don't know who you think you're dealing with.
All right.
Okay, the production value.
He edited it in. Grammy footage. Probably illegal,
unreal.
By the way, to do that.
This guy's on fire. Yeah. I knew he loved him. Uh-huh.
I tell everybody, you're good at what you do.
So the beauty of this is I've loved Justin long before radio, so I'm locked in. You know what I mean? I'm grandfathered in with him. But, like, he's just proven himself time and time again. This is amazing.
You want to know the first thing Justin ever said to me?
Yeah.
Never forget it. It was in a convention in Vermont.
Oh, you go to the Vermont convention?
The first time I got clean.
Yeah.
Brand new. What do you think? What's his biggest passion?
Sneakers.
Nice sneakers.
Okay.
I never
All
forget
right.
it. And I went, wow, thank you.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And I still did. Do that. What are you rocking
said,
today?
Nothing.
Oh, you love the Yeezys. They're super comfortable.
My feet are wide.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I
How many
I,
you got?
Huh?
How many you got?
Look, tell the truth, dude.
I
may or may not have seen his walk-in closet recently.
Ooh.
All right?
Ooh.
Loaded.
Yeah. It's
show us the power of recovery. How many you got?
Yes. How many?
All of them.
That's right.
Well, I got bad wheels.
That's all right.
I got you know?
15 years ago, you couldn't have one. Now you got all of them.
Oh, no, I was wearing somebody else's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I, like, break into my younger brother's room just for clothes. No bullshit.
One time I left jail, and I had nothing, and I didn't have my sneakers. When I got arrested, were gone, and I left in the flip-flops.
Yeah.
And I hit the street and actually went on, like, a week-long run in the jail flip-flops.
Oh, my God, dude.
Can I ask you guys, have you guys ever been to jail, or is it just Justin?
Justin's the only guy. he's the worst of the worst.
No,
don't say that.
I was just sipping on Sundays and a small problem, you know. It was cough syrup, actually, you know.
I've had plenty of court interaction, but fortunately haven't had to spend any time behind the wall.
You skate by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Diana.
I just copped a plea. Justin always take it to the hole and just, all right, whatever, just put me in.
Well, he's stubborn. That's half his problem.
What are you talking about?
Oh, remember, tell a story. His dad was also in jail at the same time he was in jail. And it was when they put some law in that you had to give your DNA so they could find out if you did another crime. And he refused, so they put him in the hole.
No. The story is, I got arrested and I got sentenced. I got a 2-year sentence. And right around that time, they passed a law where all felons had to give their DNA so they could enter into the database. So I didn't know this. So I get arrested. I get sent up to prison. And I call my dad. And my dad's like, listen, this new law's in. all right, do not fucking give your DNA. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, Justin, he goes, say you're in a hotel, you sleep over, you check out the next day. They don't clean it well enough. Someone else checks in and murders somebody. They do a swab and your DNA is in it. You're in prison for life. Don't fucking do it. I go, okay. So they go to take it from me and I'm like, I refuse. So they put me in the hole. So I'm in the hole for 30 days. They let me out. They let me out to make a phone call. I call my dad. My dad's like, good. Fuck them. They're not getting the fucking DNA. I'm like, oh. I go back in the hole. 62 days, I think, I went in there. And finally, I, like, gave up. I was going crazy. So I get out, go back into general population. Yeah. I call my dad to tell him, like, I couldn't do it, Dad. He's like, you're a fucking pussy.
Oh,
I'm not going to visit you when you get a life sentence.
I think I told the nicer version of the story. You told the real version of the story.
Well, we went in jail together at that time. No, one, I Malden Court one time. Yeah. I had a court
Malden's
date.
Malden's fine. It's right here.
Yeah, I had a court date. I show up in shorts and a t-shirt. Okay, it's summertime. So genius. I get there. My lawyer goes, I'm not putting you in front of this judge. The judge is Judge Johnson. He is a motherfucker. You're not. You need to be in a button-up shirt. I go, put me in front of him. I don't care. So he puts me up. The judge is looking down. They call my name. I'm standing there. He looks up. Doesn't say anything. He goes, custody. So they come over and cuff me, and they put me down in the bullpen, right? So I get down there, and when I go into the cell, my fucking dad's sitting there, right?
Oh, my God.
And he's in a shortened t-shirt. And I go, what the hell are you doing? And he goes, the fucking judge.
That's priceless, dude.
You know, good memories, you know what I mean? Okay, so listen. So I mentioned the day one campaign you guys got going on.
Yes.
So in the studio right now, this is really special. Yep. Are they both?
Both same name, make it easy for you.
She didn't want to cause you too much trouble.
Both crystals.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. And crystal.
So you've been hearing me talk about this, you know, taking submissions for What's Your Day One and a chance to come in and be on a commercial.
Right.
And they're here. We're going to record the commercial after the podcast.
Yeah.
But do they want to say hello?
Would
you
like the girls
want to
step up?
Okay.
You
want to
say hello?
Don't be shy. Hey, right up to the mic, girls. Don't be scared of this.
Crystal number one. Hi.
Hi.
Crystal, where are you from?
I am from Haverhill.
Oh, my God. I used to live in Haverhill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah. And, Crystal, how many days have you been clean?
I have 1,016 days.
There we go. Let's give it up. Let's give it up. Well, welcome in.
Thank you.
Welcome. Do you still live in Haverhill now?
Nope. I live in Lynn.
Oh, you live in Lynn. Oh, okay.
Yes, the Chelsea house.
Oh, one of your houses.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, very good. All right, Crystal number two, you want to step up to the microphone?
Hello.
Hi, Crystal. Where are you from?
I'm from Somerville.
Okay. Do you live there now?
I do not. I live in Revere.
Oh, okay.
She said that with authority.
Let's not mess.
Justin, enough questions.
I dated a girl from Revere, and she was no joke. So I know you're from Somerville.
Well, luckily,
but
I'm not from
there. Yeah, but you still look very like you'd kick my ass.
She's
Crystal, how many days do you have?
974.
Congratulations. Wow. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you.
So we're going to do like a whole commercial after we do this podcast.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever you guys are the boss in.
Okay.
We just work here.
I like the day ones because you're going to get there day one before detox. And now that.
Yeah.
Like, and it's totally too different and it's not that long, because when you're at your day one, you think it's impossible to get 1,000 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And then once they start getting into your days, forget it. Yeah. You know. So if we can just
our
do
days,
it.
me and
well,
Justin.
What's your clean day? Day
well, I was just gonna. I was just funny you say that. Winnie, I was just gonna mention that 10:13:09. So Maddie's been trying to catch up to me for a little while now,
and
unfortunately, he's always just gonna be a few months behind.
10:13:09. And Justin, what's yours again?
6:24:08.
All right, let's take it easy, Justin. Right. Relax, dude.
08.
Right, yeah, I'm the baby of the
it's
three.
Okay. It's okay, Maddie. You're the shortest one in the room, too.
Yeah.
Handsome.
That's what we're doing.
Dude,
well, I love a short king. You're
Winnie,
a short
I can
king.
Promise you don't get Celtics tickets that way.
Wow.
No, you don't get Celtics tickets.
Oh, you want to back that comment up, Winnie?
Why don't you back that thing up, Winnie?
You're a short king, okay?
She was all smiles and hugs when I walked in,
There's
and now we
wrong
get on.
Being short, my dad's short. You and my dad are like the same height.
Wow, we're really doing this today, dude.
This is what's
we're
going
really
on.
Doing this.
You know what? But you're taller. it matters.
Oh.
I didn't know it was that kind of podcast.
Yeah. Holy, you know what? Now, welcome to my life.
Can we go to commercial, please?
All right. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming in. Website, phone number for anybody that needs help, family member. He points to Damon. Go ahead, PR
told,
man.
Justin, a reason I make the big bucks. So it's www.powerofrecovery.org, and you can reach us at 781-629-4609. Call us for anything, man. Even if you're just worried about a loved one and you want some information, we have a separate family group that we do for people who have loved ones that struggle with addiction or alcoholism. So, you know, reach out to us. We're happy to help in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, social media?
Ooh.
Yeah, we have. I'd answer the phone, but I can't reach the desk.
He's a short king.
Get out your feelings, Maddie.
Yeah, I'm real sensitive.
We're all over it, though. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on all that stuff.
Power of Recovery.
Power Recovery.
Yeah,
I'm on there. If you want to see, get like a tour of the facility in Revere. If you go to my Instagram or Power of Recovery,
it looks great.
You can. I did a whole video with a walkthrough. It shows it. You guys expanded as well.
Yep. Mm.
It's beautiful. And remember, like I said in the beginning, if they can't help you, they will find somebody to help you.
Yeah, no matter what level of care, if you need to go into a detox, if you need treatment, if you need housing, you call us. We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Go on, Short King.
Yeah. Go, that, Shorty.
There's not going to be too many fucking more Short King jokes in here. I'm just telling you now.
Anyway, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you very much for having us.
And Winnie and I will be back tomorrow.
We will.
Maybe. Probably. I don't know. Maddie might kill her after this.
I don't think I'll be back tomorrow.
You can't even look at him.